We'll see today that this work on Emunah we are holding in is really demanding from us a work on ourselves. If this sounds a little bit like a chidush in the context of Emunah, because you think a context of Emunah is something which is just, you have Emunah and then everything is okay, but you have to work on yourself. And the chiddush is that when you want to work on emunah, be'etzem, you have to work on a thing which is called learning musa. But we'll see what that means. Yeah, don't be afraid. So without that, you can't be really a maimi. So let's go. Look, whenever you hear a shir klali, and you do not understand, you have the comfort to go back to the Rosh Hashiva and ask him, he should say the Chiddush again. But by the Ashkoch Elyoino, when the Ashkoch Elyoino sends some thing to you, which is perhaps not so comfortable, you never go and ask the Bir Olam, no, I didn't understand, could you send that again? You don't do that. So the demand of understanding the Ashkocha, which speaks to you, is that you have to be prepared to understand that in the first attempt. This is a big challenge. Because the Beroilom gives you a message, which this message afterwards is also touching on your personality, and perhaps is challenging your meters, and all these things which you don't really want to change or think working on that. And I do have to understand this message in the first shot, because you will not go back to the Bir Olam and tell him, perhaps you can send another one like this. Chas v'sholom. No, you don't want that. Once is enough. But you have to get that message. So that's very difficult. Now, we have to understand that what we speak over here, that is a Jewish emunah. Emunah from a Jew is not an emunah that there was a Bir Olam. No. That's an emunah for all the Umis Olam too. The emunah of Jewish people is based on Nevuah, Matan Torah. It's based on Yetzias Mitzrayim, Nisim Gluim. It's based on the interaction of the Bir Olam with the world. Not only the creation, which was once. And even though the interaction in the Chumash, which is in the Nevi'im, it's written that this interaction was based on Nevuah, which was specific speaking to people. That's what the Bir Olam did. There, Klal Yisrael began by Lech Lecho. There begin when the Bir Olam speaks to Avraham Avinu. But it's not only that, that even though that we now have not this opportunity to have a Novi, or even know Ruach HaKodesh, the Feirush, in Klal Yisrael, but the Hashkocha never ceased to speak to us. The Bir Olam didn't cease that Mahalach that he was now not speaking to us. No, he still speaks to us. But now, the Nevuah, which was then a part of spoken words and speaking to the Novi, now it goes into every person, the way he is, that the Bir Olam speaks to him through what happens to him in his life. Okay, so now you have to decipher that speech. You have to get the code. You have to know how to decode that thing. And you have to do it in the first time. But that means that you have to be prepared. You have to have a preparation. Yeah? And now, today, we only speak about that preparation. I will not begin to think about how could you factually decode that thing. That's now, today, it's not our issue. But there is a thing beforehand. You have to have ears. You have to have a possibility to hear. And when you don't have a possibility to hear any message from the Bir Olam, then for sure you will not get it. Yeah? So you have to be prepared that you are able to listen to what the Bir Olam wants from you. What does that mean? Yeah? What does that mean? Now, let's see what happens when the Ashkocha sends something which is not comfortable. Yeah? And what does it mean What do you mean, or what people mean? That means they got the message. The Bnei Olam sent something which is not comfortable, not in these crazy dimensions or tragic dimensions we spoke only. When someone, once in a while, you lost your wallet, or someone made it that you lost your wallet, so it makes not enough community, but in the end you don't have it. So you lost that. So it's not an irreplaceable thing, but something happened to your life which you don't ask the Bnei Olam. You know, didn't get the message. Could you do that again? You know, no. Once is enough, you know. So now you understand, you got something from the Bnei Olam spoken to you, and that was uncomfortable. So what do you say? You say, listen, I got the message, I have to be mischazik. No, that's only that you are not debile. You're not entirely thick, you know? Because for sure, what do you think? The message is that the Bnei Olam takes your wallet, and then that means that you should go to sleep further on, drink your hot cocoa, and read your book under the pillow. That's what you have to do. Then you are crazy. Then you're insane. So for sure, I have to do something. But people think that when they are prepared to do what goes against their tithes, that's already called listening to the message of the Bnei Olam. That is a big mistake. It's not a mistake, it's a big mistake. That you can't live and go further on with all of your comfort when something uncomfortable happens to you, this is not called listening. This is called that you are not entirely insane. Because for sure, if something happens to you which is uncomfortable, you have to make an effort. You can't just go further on with your comfort zone. Okay? But there is a second comfort zone by the person. Okay? You are already ready. You are ready that you are doing something which is not so comfortable for you. But in that realm itself, there is another comfort zone. That means that you have certain issues which you are willing to work on, and others you are not. Yeah? That means that you are minimizing the possibility of the Bnei Olam to speak to you to certain issues. Learning Torah, Shmirah Shabbos, Tznius, and Lashon Hara, something like this. Yeah? But I never saw in my life anyone makes a Kenesis Eirus on Ribis. Do you have a bank account? Yes. This bank account, so by the Americans, it's much worse. Over here, you have a direct bank account, so once in a while, it changes the color. By the Americans, I didn't know that. They say, I took it on my credit card. But that is ribis, huh? A credit card, you pay ribis, huh? That's what you do. So it's ribis, yeah? Huh? So, yeah, but I took it on my credit card. So you go in into this problem of ribis. So go in, eat whatever you want. Never mind. But we'll make a Kenesis Eirus on ribis. How many people will come? Nil, gurnisht. No, it's nicht yeshivish. No, das kann nicht sein. At the Bnei Olam meint ribis. Das kann nicht sein. Can't be. The Bnei Olam means or Teire, or Tznius, or Lashon Hara, or Shabbos. That's it. There's nothing else. It can't be ribis, you know. You are not willing to listen. And now you have to understand, this willingness to listen is happening here. It's not happening here. That is the big mistake. But you think, when I'm willing to do a thing which takes an effort, that means I listened. No. No, it doesn't mean you listened. It means you do something, but you still do it in your comfort zone of doing things. It's not comfortable le'umas your taive. Of course, when you want to go according to your taive, you would stay in bed and you would do just nothing. This, I don't know really why it's such a geschmack thing, but people have a geschmack in that. Yeah, you lie in bed, just do nothing. So that's what you would do when you would go according to your taiva. And now you are uncomfortable in your taiva. But that's not called listening to the Bnei Olam, Rebbe. That is not called. That's not called listening. No, it's not. Listening means that you are able to think about a thing which is uncomfortable for you. That's the point of Limud Musa. Limud Musa means you learn a thing which makes you uncomfortable here. Not here. It's not uncomfortable here. It's here uncomfortable. It's Limud Musa. You learn a thing which is not comfortable for you. And we don't do that. So that's not a new problem. That was the first problem Rabbi Saul addressed in his Ori Saul. The first problem Rabbi Saul speaks about is he tells his Talmidim that they don't listen to him altogether. Why not? So he says, Kimat rega hoyo nichnas dvorai beoznechem void mat kotve ineno. Boys nachas bo, boys nacheres holochu. Just don't listen. You don't keep the things for you. Angels kimach isoren amurgel shaloi lo se slave binyoni manoigim beyiru musa kiim lisnaig bohem achatay vachofshis lefineti asarotzen kemaisa beheime. Yeah. So that's what he says. You don't listen because what? And now when you read that very superficial, you read that he tells them you are like behemoths. No, because he says you don't think about the Musa only kimli snaik bohem achatay vachofshis lefineti asarotzen. Not that you are misnaik achatay vachofshis. No, for sure not. The Talmidim of Rabbi Yisrael were not lying in bed the whole year. No, they were not behemoths. They were Musar behemoths. As I said now. Yeah? You for sure, you are working hard and you make Avodas Hashem exactly where you want. And where you don't want, you are not open to the possibility. And that's why you can't listen. That's Rabbi Saul. Yeah? So those are the two. This is the big mistake by us, which we always think that Avoda means you have to do it immediately. And then comes this shortcut that you say, you know, the Baron sent something to me which is uncomfortable. Now I will do something uncomfortable. Finished. You didn't hear. You didn't open your ears, because you can open the ears only when your mind, your brain, is willing to think about something which is uncomfortable for you. You don't have to do it. Now you see that I'm very much masking for sure. That, of course, I also understand that this you can't put in front of the broader community. What do you want to tell them? Someone died, and then you say, man darf sich misbeunen sein. In other words, we have to do something. Right? I just say, understand. But we can't accept that for Bnei Teire, which they want to work with themselves, that's the whole picture. No. That's a picture for the broader Tzibur. But for someone who wants to work, he has to understand. No, this is not the point that you have to do a thing which is perhaps uncomfortable for your taivis. You have to think a thing which is uncomfortable for you and for your positive sides. Because learning is very important. Shabbos is very important. Tznius is very important. But it's uncomfortable to think about ribis. Yeah? It's much more comfortable being chazik in learning. But when you are going with Musa, then you say, I am able to think in an uncomfortable way. Yeah? That's what you have to do. That is the work. Then your ears are able to be open. Otherwise it doesn't go. You can't get any message. The Beroilom by you is like confined to a few issues which you are wanting to listen to, and that's it, nothing else. Nothing else goes. And that's such a broad reality of Torah mitzvahs, which could be that this is speaking to you. I give you one dogma. But now, it is exactly happening now in that room, that I will give you a dogma, and most probably, there will be people over here, which they will feel very happy with that. they say, ah, now that was a good dogma. He says the real thing. When you think like this, then believe me. I can't say the opposite zeal that when you, I totally say the opposite thing now, that when you can't learn a Tosfos the way it has to be, I will throw you out of the window even when there are Soragim. I'll just push you through, yeah? Okay, that I would be able to say too. Okay, we are fine. So now I can begin. Okay, so don't think this is the big, this is the thing which you don't. There are people which want more Benodol Chaver, things like this, and now they feel very appealed. Ah, Gewaldi, that you have no Sheiches to Musel too. Because you, when you feel appealed by Benodol Chaver, you have to think about learning Torah and being medactic in mitzvahs. Huh? Okay, good, fine. I had once a Rosh Hashiva. I tell you two stories. I had once not a Rosh Hashiva, a Chaver, which now is a Rosh Hashiva, and now he wouldn't ask this question so blunt because he's a Rosh Hashiva. But once he was a Chaver of mine, and he was a younger man, and he came to me and asked me, Leuchter, where do the Baalei Musa have that from, that they make from Ben Odom L'Chaveroi, Kimat like Ben Odom L'Mokom, perhaps even more? Where do they have that from? Very good question. That means by him, it's uncomfortable when you think that Ben Odom L'Chaveroi has to do anything with being Haredi, with Kiyum Ratzoyne. Ben Odom L'Chaveroi, that's Derech Eretz Kodmo L'Teire. That's right, that's good. Derech Eretz Kodmo L'Teire. But what has it to do with the mitzvah? You know, mitzvah is, that's the Rotz Hashem. This is Derech Eretz Kodmo L'Teire. Okay, so what's the Raya? The Raya is the Rosh in Peyer. The Rosh in Peyer says, Beferush, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Chofetz Yoyser. Bemitzvahs Shiyase Gam Rotzen Abriyes, Bemitzvahs Bein Odom L'Koinoi. That's what Rosh says. So the Baruch Hu wants more Bein Odom L'Chaveroi. Yeah? That's what he wants. Now be careful, only for the Rosh, you know, to keep up the covet of the Rosh. The Rosh doesn't say he wants Chesed. No, he wants that you should accept the Rotzen of your Chaver. That's what he says. She has a gam rotzen chaveiroi. He says rotzen abriyes. Gam rotzen abriyes. Doesn't say you have to be a bal chesed. Rosh doesn't say that. He says she has a gam rotzen abriyes. That means what you want is mandatory for me. That's called ben olmal chaveiroi. Yeah, that's the Rosh. Okay, but that's more important by the beroilom than ben odom damok. That's the Rosh befurish. Now we have a problem with that. We don't want it. Because when I ask you, who is more Haredi? Or, who is more Haredi? For sure, the first one. The one that had nerven, von heim bis morgen, you know. Er nerven hat er. And he thinks about this, and when you see him, then he can't speak to you, because just now, he's also with a nerve on, weiß ich nicht was, epis, you know. That's a Haredi guy. A little bit too much, but that's Haredi. But the one which is a person which tells you, Shalom, how are you? Tells you a good joke, you know, on the morning. And that's not a Haredi. That is der Herz Kodmal HaTeire. Rum! That's the Rosh. Rum! That's the Rosh. And you don't want to think like this. Now, when you want to think like this, and you say, ah, now that was a good thing, then I will give you another reason, which will tell you that when you can't learn, I'll just not look at you, and you'll be muktzemach masmius, you know? Okay? Fine? That's Musar on both sides. You can't go only with one. That's the club. But you have to be willing to think about a concept which you are not comfortable with. Otherwise, you are not be able to be spoken to. No one can speak to you. Why should I be able to speak to you? Who gave you the reshus to make the Beroilon such narrow that he can't speak only about two or three topics? Who told you that? You can't say it. That is the prerequisite for Emune. Otherwise, your ears are closed. And now you see that you have to be a Baal Musa, and you want to say like this. Or you have to learn, that's called learning Musa. Learning Musa is exactly that's what you're doing. You try to expose yourself to ideas which normally, naturally, you would not accept them. Or you wouldn't want to think about them. Because you know exactly what has to be done. That's the whole Hakdama for the Mesillas Yesharim. And he says, basically you think you know what has to be done, but you have to be Ma'ayin, because then you see that you don't know what has to be done. Yeah? That's why you need the Iyun for. That's Hakdama for Mesillas Yesharim. You see that things are not exactly the way you want them to be, you know? Okay? So that is the Yesharit of learning Musa, and that is needed in order to have Emunah. Otherwise you can't have Emunah. I once had that befoyal. I had that befoyal, which is a little bit difficult for me to tell you that, but I had befoyal this thing happening, you know. It's difficult, but tragically, there are people which they are not willing to go further on with life. So there was such a guy. Yeah. So whatever was there, what he did, terrible. But that's what he did, okay? So when that happened, I then knew where he was living. I knew the Shekhuna. And that was happening. I told to the people, I will not go to the Knesset Yisrael. I will not go there. I will not go. Yeah? Because most probably they will speak about, you have to learn Torah! Teres Chaim! You know, something like this. Or you have to learn Loshon Hara, something like this. No. I knew the Shekhuna. You know this Shekhuna of people, which they are from before the nets, till 12 o'clock by night, making a ponin, kilu they lost all their money just now, you know. Verkwetschte Menschen. They can't tell you shalom, you know. Because when you tell him shalom, then he's or osuk in Birchas HaShachar, or in a Teisvis, or in saying tilim, but he can't answer you. You know, walks down the street in a way that you don't want to be next to that guy, you know. A verkwetschter, a vermachter. The whole Shekhuna was like this. Charedi, Charedi, you know. But no one said shalom to the other. Not to hear from that someone to tell a joke to the other, you know, it's a good witz, as I've been there free, machen a good mood. No, for sure not. No, we sind sehr yeshivische, und sehr, sehr gesamte yeshivische, eingeknockte Menschen. That's why you commit suicide. Because no one relates to you. That's why. And the Knesset Yisrael would have to be, Rabbi Sai, you will smile one to the other. Was leichter, was rechts, me schugener biste, you know? No, that's not, no. Zelo Rezini. You have to speak about Teire, Shabbos, Loshen Hora, or Tznius. That's it, you know? No. No, it's wrong. Because the message is different. But you don't want to listen to that. You are not thinking that's a choshev message. You know, b'don machaveiro, that's not so choshev. You know, can't be that's what is nitva from us. You know, by such a tragedy, b'don machaveiro. No, it has to be something which is for real. You know, and what is for real? 2, 3, 4 things. That's it. Yeah, this is a distortion in emuna. Yeah, that's a distortion. Your emuna is distorted like this. Now, again, I do understand that this is only happening when you are working with yourself and you see that you have to think about a concept which is uncomfortable. There are two layers. The one is doing a thing which is uncomfortable. Everyone is willing to do that. Because this you understand, something tragic or something terrible happens, you have to do a thing which is uncomfortable for your taiva. But there is another realm of comfort going on. It's the realm of that you are comfortable that what means work means learning Torah, Shmira Shabbos, and things like this. There is your comfort zone in doing things which are not like your taiva. And you have to break through that. You have to. Because the Borei Olam could demand from you a thing which is not really convenient for you. In avoide. Okay? That is the demand of Emunah. Without that, we cannot enter the realm that the Borei Olam should speak to us at all. It doesn't go. Because, like Rabbi Saul says, you have closed ears, and from one side it goes in, from the other side it goes out. Yeah? That's the prerequisite. It's not the whole picture. Of course, for the whole picture, you need to go further on from here. But when you don't, I try to prepare that vaad, and I try to prepare a mahalach, how to relate, to understand what the Borei Olam wants from me. And when I tried to think about that issue, I saw that without what I try to tell you now, without that, we can't go into that issue. People ask me, how are you understanding what the Borei Olam wants from you? But when you don't work on that first, that you are able to hear things which are not really comfortable for you, then it's all is only a question of hashkofa then, you know? It's not for real. It's not real. You have to first be ready to hear things which are uncomfortable. Because most probably there the Borei Olam will speak to you because something uncomfortable happened to you. Yeah? Okay? So that is the clarity Rabbi Yisrael brings in. There are two realms of discomfort. The one is a discomfort opposing your taivis, and the other one is a discomfort opposing yourself, your own midas, your own concepts. And we have to work there first. The opposing your taivis, that is in order not to be entirely thick. But those are the two steps. And now it's very, very clear that, of course, to a mass of people, you can't speak like that. You cannot. Because that will be logatzini. That will be that people will tell you, yeah, but you have to give us something to do. We have to have something real. Because that's their feeling. Something real happened. I have to do something real which is uncomfortable for me. Because something uncomfortable happened. So this I understand. And then you say, you have to do Shabbos something, or wait for whatever it is, learning, or whatever it is. I understand that. But when you are working, and you try to be to work more, and be a person which works with himself, then that's the way to go to. Because you have in your brain something, which first you have to open up, in order to open up your ears. So that was the thought for today. So next time we'll try to go into that sugya, what does the Borei Olam want from me really? Yeah? Try to go into that. But without what we spoke today, that will be one big joke. That won't do anything. Okay? So that I thought was a good hakdama for that thing.